Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and this is about sound healing. Today's intention is about nature. We're doing another show on nature because I've got some new nature sounds I want to play for you, and some new songs that I want to play for you as well, and really tune into the spirit of nature. So our intention is really to be in tune with nature, to get back to being in tune with the vortexes that happen in nature, the actual sacred geometry patterns that happen in nature, to be in tune with everything that goes on in nature so that we're more in alignment with the planet and with our whole divinity and everything. That's really the essence, to get back to it, away from all of this electronic and various other stuff that we get entrained into daily. So that's our intention, being in alignment with nature. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you a bit of, about some things coming up. This week, we're starting our recording class for sound healing on Tuesday at the Institute, if you might be interested. That's happening this week. The following week after that, we're starting the Sound Healing 3-month program. It'll be 3 nights a week and some weekends. Actually, it starts off with 2 nights a week, and that starts the week of May 24th. So if you're interested, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486, or you could call the 800 number, 800-9000-MIX, 800-9000-MIX. Or you could email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or go to our website, soundhealingcenter.com. Of course, we've also got the online classes for both the recording program and for the sound healing program. The sound healing program, you can start on the 18th. You can start this Tuesday, or you could start Thursday. Actually, you could start Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday this coming week, because we have new classes starting up. So if you're interested, let us know about that. For the recording classes online, you can start those just about any time. We actually have them starting this week on Tuesday, but you can start just about any week. And let's see what else. We've got the summer intensive coming up June 13th to the 26th. So if you're out of town, you could fly in for 2 weeks. We'll be doing 2 weeks straight, where we're actually going from 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night. And as I mentioned before, at first we thought we might kill some people, but what happens is people actually get in the zone, and oh my God, it's incredible. It's incredible. People are just go deeper and deeper and deeper, and by the end of the 2 weeks, you're just really totally enveloped in sound. And then you end up doing a lot of reading after that. That's half of the certificate program, June 13th to the 26th. And we have the other half you can either do online, or you could do it in August and come back. Some people just do the first half. In fact, we've never even had the second half offered before for the summer intensive. But this year we're offering the second half in August, August 8th through the 20th. So if you wanted to come back. And we've already got quite a few people signed up for those classes, so it's definitely happening with people from all over the world flying in. And, you know, let us know. We can help you figure out where you'll be staying and such. So that's coming up in June. Otherwise, we just have just our meetup groups. Oh, we've got an open house tomorrow. Open house tomorrow if you're in the area. Or if you're not in there, fly in tomorrow from 1 to 6. We're doing an open house, and we'll be doing a lot of meditations with sound, taking people into states of bliss and perfect peace, and talking about the program and some of the topics. We'll go have some lectures on some of the topics and be putting people on the sound tables so that people can get vibrated and come away really humming. We're also starting to do some more research on Parkinson's. If you know anybody that has Parkinson's disease, you might let them know. We're actually, we've already done some research with 11 patients, and we found that when they get on the sound table, their tremors go away almost completely. Often they go away completely, and it lasts about 24 hours. So now what we're trying to do is figure out what frequencies will actually get rid of the tremors throughout the day by listening to music just simply on headphones. So we're going to be using binaural beats to entrain them into different brainwave states. And we're going to set the binaural beats to the tremor frequency, the frequency of their tremors, which is like wah, 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 wah. And then we're going to set the binaural beats to the frequency of their root soul and see how that works. And then we're going to set it to the key of G, which is based on the voice bio by Kay Thompson Liu. She found that people with Parkinson's are missing the key of G. So we're going to feed that frequency, and then we'll be playing some of our music in as well. Also, there's something in Parkinson's where you can get an implant in your brain. It's called deep brain stimulation, and we're looking into what the frequencies they use in that, so we can actually embed those frequencies in our music and have them listen to headphones so they don't have to get a brain implant. Okay, so our whole goal is to really be able to have people listen to music two or three, maybe three or four times a day, and get rid of tremors and other symptoms throughout the day, so that they don't have to take medication. They can reduce their medication or get rid of medication altogether, and enjoy it, and really enjoy it, and have no side effects. And that's our goal. And I feel really good about it. And we're applying to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for a grant, and it looks really good. We just had a conference call with them last week. So that's coming up. And okay, so today we're getting into sounds of nature and the essence of nature as far as the patterns in nature. I want to start with my favorite that I've played many times, but every time I play this, I get chills. Every time I play this, I get chills. It's the sound of crickets slowed down. You know, years ago, when I used to have anxiety attacks, I was up at Yosemite, and I had an anxiety attack because of the elevation. And I opened the door, and the crickets were just really loud. And my anxiety attack went away. And this is before I knew that when crickets are slowed down, they're a beautiful choir. So these are crickets slowed down electronically. What you're going to be hearing is actual crickets on the top, and then the rest of the angels underwater are crickets slowed down. So check this out. Nothing here but crickets. Thank you. Sound healer than nature. Nature has it down. Nature's doing something we can't even imagine. It's all in the plan. You know, every sound in nature is designed to do something for harmonizing or helping us out or helping other things in nature. For example, it's known now that the birds, when the birds chirp, that they are actually activating the metabolism within plants. And there's a company called Sonic Bloom that you can find on the internet that actually has a speaker system that they set up with music or that's actually based on the frequency or frequencies based on that of the birds that they play, and it more than doubles the output of the crops. Not only doubles the output of the crops, but also puts more minerals and more vitamins into the foods that are grown with the sound. Also, you know, it's here at the Institute, we've got a huge amount, a large number of plants in our main classroom. And so we're always playing music in there, and they have just gone crazy. They've just taken over the whole room because they're so happy. So it's really well known that sound for plants is really, really good for them, particularly harmonious sounds. So let me play you another sound here, which is akin to the crickets, and that is the frogs. These are called Koki frogs, and they're really, really amazing. It's interesting. I was just listening to a recording by Tom Kenyon today, and he's actually got a song that actually is for opening the heart, and it's like a dimensional heart treatment, and it's free if you go to a site and you can check it out. And it's interesting, a lot of the sounds in that recording by Tom Kenyon are actually very similar to these frog sounds that I'm going to play right now. These are called Koki frogs. High frequencies like this activate the pineal gland. Also, the randomness, I think, is really, really effective, because I think the randomness actually keeps our mind awake. It actually exercises the stapedius muscle inside of our ear, which is known, if it's not exercised or not working well and quick enough, then it actually can cause learning disabilities, or in the the extreme case, causes autism, is what they say. So sounds that are random and changing and different all the time can actually activate and keep that muscle working, and they activate the brain as well. It's kind of the whole basis of the Mozart effect, really having high frequencies that are changing and not stable, so your brain doesn't go to sleep. Okay. So those are the Koki frogs. I'm going to play you some sounds that are of bird sounds now, and then I want to slow them down and show you what they sound like when they're slowed down. First of all, this is a lark sparrow at normal speed. Okay. Now I'm going to slow this down 5 times and check this out at 1/5 the rate. Now listen again at normal speed. So we're just hearing, we normally just hear the chip, 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 chip. But behind that is this incredible detail, very similar to the crickets. There's so much detail going on that we never hear because we're not fast enough. And you know, this is not just trying to find a mate. This is doing something to us. We already know it's doing something to the plants, but I bet it must be doing something to us as well. A very important thing that it's doing to us as well is my guess. Check it out again at slow speed. Again, at normal speed, this is the same bird. It's quite amazing. You know, what I like to do is when I'm listening to things like this, I like to imagine making these sounds. Imagine making this like... These guys are amazingly professional. They're just the best sound healers there are. Okay. Let me pull up another bird sound here. This is a canyon wren. Check this out. This guy is doing some frequency sweep that is really breaking up stuck energy in us. Take a listen. Oh, whoops. Let me play this at normal speed first. And play that again. Okay. Now listen to this at 1/5 the speed. Screech owl. Screech owls are into binaural beats. This one is doing alpha, creating alpha by doing their screech. Take a listen. That rate of that the screech is that is alpha. That is in training of our brain into alpha. Hear it again. notes. Now take a listen at 1/5 the tempo. There's a lot of harmonics going on in that as well. It's really amazing. See, here we have a chestnut-sided warbler. Chestnut-sided warbler. Okay, this guy's got some really interesting things going on. Check this out. It's like so basic when you just listen to it at normal speed. Now this is slowed down. Here's the normal speed again. It's like, I hardly tell what's going on at normal speed. There's this whole world of sound going on that we get subconsciously, but we're not conscious of it because it's so fast. And it's affecting us in really deep ways. Here's a nuthatch. This guy has, in the classes, we'll actually show you the harmonic structure of these so you can see the actual harmonics in each sound. And this guy has some really serious harmonics going on in his voice. He's got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, about 20 harmonics on each one of these sounds. Got some odd harmonics going there, too. Now listen to it at slow speed. Speed one more time. A little activating there. Play one that's even more activating. I'll play a raven. Okay. This raven actually has some reverb on him, well, like he's in a cave or something. Take a listen. Here's normal speed. Now listen to at slow speed. Yeah. See if I got another one here to play for you. We got the kingbird. Kingbird. This one has just one little screech here. Now listen to it in slow motion. Listen again. Whole world going on that we don't even notice. Let's jump over now to a different sound that's really interesting and that's also slowed down. And this is the sound of thunder. Actually, not of thunder. It's the sound of lightning. Of lightning. Okay? So it's the crack of the lightning slowed down. I think we've got first, we hear the lightning in the first place, and then we'll hear it slowed down. Nope, it's just slowed down. random and chaotic, but, you know, a lot of people say that it's lightning that actually started life on Earth, because lightning has the energy in it to actually metabolize or kickstart life. So, in a way, if that's true, that means what we're listening to is Mom, our mother. This is what started the whole thing. And it's a random sound, because it is chaos that often can start consciousness. Yeah. From our class on rhythm, when we go from one rhythm to another rhythm, there's always a moment of chaos. And in that class, the instructor talks about that's the way that raising consciousness happens. You don't just get a bit higher and higher. You actually go through a transitional period as you then wake up into a higher state of consciousness. And this transitional period is chaotic. So there's a bit of chaos right when you're going from one rhythm to a whole different rhythm. And so this is the same thing here is, let me turn off my phone here. This is the whole aspect of creating a whole nother state of consciousness with this chaotic thunder. Actually, chaotic lightning. Okay. Okay. I want to play a song now, that is about the essence of nature. And this is called the spirit of nature. And it's using crystal bowls with nature sounds. And so set your intention to tune into this and totally come into alignment with the spirit of nature. Thing about nature sounds is we're tuned to them so that they open our soul up, they open our ears up, because we're not afraid of nature sounds unless it's a lion or something close by, or a tiger. We don't worry about that very much. So we're so open, it just opens our whole system up. And it's great because, as I said before, I believe there is a lot of things going on that are affecting us that we don't have a clue about. It's all in the plan. Another sound I want to play for you are the bees. The bees buzz in the key of A, we found. And the frequency, this is the frequency of the buzzing of the bees right here, 441 hertz. If you like, go ahead and make that sound. And they found that that sound is actually the frequency of levitation, because bees aren't really aerodynamically built very well. They're a little blob with little tiny wings. So what they do is they create a sound bubble, and they levitate within this sound bubble. So some people feel that this could be close to the frequency that they use to raise the blocks onto the Great Pyramid, because some people say they use sound to actually levitate those blocks. Same with the Coral Castle in Florida. If you do a search for Coral Castle, you'll find this castle, and they say that this guy would get granite blocks delivered to his place, and they would he would tell them to go away for a few minutes and or just 5 minutes, and they would come back, and the block would be up on the castle, and there was no one else there. You can do a search for Coral Castle and see. So this would be the frequency. So there's a magic in the sound of the bees. And here we have the actual frequency, or actual sound of bees. Let me play this. I think there's something in the beginning here. Here we are. There's some people, I know this one woman who's a drummer who actually feels that when you tone the sound of the bees, when you buzz, it's really good for you. If you like, do a buzzing sound now. Now, there are other animals, of course, that have really healing frequencies. First of all, we have the hummingbird. Here's the frequency of a hummingbird. It's around 60 cycles per second. This is the frequency of a hummingbird. Their wings are going back and forth 60 times per second. Although I've heard that they're not consistent. Different hummingbirds have different frequencies. But they're all within this range. Hopefully you can hear this on Skype that I'm going through right now. And just below this frequency is that of the kitty cat. Kitty cat purrs are known to regenerate bones. They've done studies in Russia, actually, where they've shown that the cat's purr actually regenerates bones. The particular frequency is 45 cycles per second, which is a little lower than what we just heard, but you may not be able to hear it very well through the Skype that we're using right now to connect. So there are a wide range of frequencies in nature, not to mention the ones with our pets that actually heal us. Now, there's another frequency that a lot of people don't know about that is in the atmosphere that is healing, that is part of nature. It's called the Schumann resonance. The Schumann resonance is around 7.83 cycles per second, which is about whoa, 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 whoa. Actually, I'll play it here in just a second. This frequency is resonating between the Earth and the ionosphere. It's actually not the Earth frequency. It's a frequency up in the atmosphere triggered by lightning. Between the Earth and the ionosphere, there's this space that rings like a bell whenever lightning strikes. So lightning strikes 3 or 4 times a second somewhere on the planet, so it's always being rung. And we have this frequency. If you go on the HeartMath site, you can actually see the frequency. We actually show it in our class and play with it. So here is this frequency. And what I've done, just so you know, is I've taken, well, 7.83 cycles is too low for us to hear. So I have to create binaural beats for us to hear this frequency. And what I've done is I've taken the frequency of 7.83 cycles per second, and I've octavized it up, which means I've doubled it. So I've doubled it, doubled it, doubled it, doubled it, until I got into a frequency range that we can hear, which happens to be 125.28 hertz. And then what I did is I split that frequency into two frequencies, above and below it. So I added half to that frequency and subtracted half of 7.83 from that frequency. So I actually ended up with 121 hertz and 129 hertz. And the difference between these two frequencies is precisely 7.83 cycles per second. So we're hearing 125 hertz, which is a high B, and we're hearing it going up and down in volume at 7.83 times per second, which is also a high B. So we're listening to a higher octave of the Schumann going up and down in vibration to the Schumann. Here, check it out. Listen to this for a couple of minutes. Takes about a minute for your brain to entrain to this frequency. But listen to it and see how it feels. Because this is every brain on the planet is entrained into this frequency. Except those in deep in the city where we don't hear it very much. They found that astronauts get sick if they don't have this frequency, because when they're outside the atmosphere, they don't get it. So now all astronauts get this frequency transmitted into them while they're in space. And the problem is these frequencies, turn it down a bit, these frequencies are obscured because they're electromagnetic frequencies. They're obscured in the city. So we don't hear them well in the city. We don't hear them hardly at all because they're not really that strong. And so we're missing them. And we need these frequencies to return to our natural state that we've been in for millions of years, where we're entrained to this frequency. You know, so we're basically tuned. As I mentioned, it's not only us, it's every brain on the planet is tuned to this frequency. And it happens to be right in between theta and alpha. So essentially, when you listen to these frequencies, you're returning to nature. You're returning to where we have been before we actually started living in cities. Let me play it another second here. What's nice is to we actually create music based on these frequencies, and it's on our CD Holding Schumann that is on our website. Now, I think probably the most powerful sound healers on the entire planet are the whales and the dolphins. I don't think there's any more powerful sound healers than them. The whales, some people say the whales are holding the frequency for the whole planet. They're really holding consciousness and holding the whole planet together with their low frequencies. See if we can hear. I'll play a little bit of the whale sounds. It might be too low in frequency, but let's see if you can hear it. I think this has some high frequencies in it. Let me play it at normal speed and hear some whale sound. This is the bowhead whale. Thank you. Another one. This is a different. Oops. I just closed my program. Open it back up. This is the blue whale now. Although, I'll see it if you can hear it. It might be too low a frequency for you to hear, but we'll see the blue whale. Here it comes. Just a second. Okay, here we go. Check this out and see if you can hear this. It's not starting. I'll tell you when it starts so you'll know if you're hearing it. Here we go. Boy, when you listen to this on big speakers and when with a good system, the whole room shakes. And this, and you look at the frequencies of this, and they have about 40 harmonics. So they've got a whole harmonic spectrum of frequencies that they're actually putting out that are creating this whole hologram of the information. Very low frequency. Okay. So the whales are helping hold us together, hold the whole planet together. The dolphins are a much higher frequency. They're really a high state of consciousness. And a lot of people say that, well, there are places where you can actually go and have a baby and be born in the water. And they say the dolphins transmit frequencies into the baby and make the baby be like a crystal kid. So they're very high state of consciousness. So it's nice to tune into the dolphin frequency and really invoke their energy whenever you like. You can simply make the sound of the dolphins, and if you like, I'll make it for just a second. You can make the sound of the dolphins with me. It's like, smile when I connect with the dolphins. Always makes me smile. Okay. I've got another song I want to play here. And this is a song about memory. It's about remembering our connection to nature. So let's go ahead and listen to this short song called Memory, again using the crystal bowls with whales and dolphins. Take a listen to memory and set your intention to really hold this connection to nature and return to the patterns that make us healthy. Thank you. talked about all the water sounds out there that do amazing things. Well, as usual, hold this energy of connection to nature through the evening, through the rest of the weekend, through the week ahead. Imagine holding it for months and months, or even years, always connected to nature, and even lifetimes. Thank you, and take care.